Jury in New York finds Trump liable for sexual abuse, not rape, $5 million damages. By Joel B. Polak on May 9, 2023. A jury in New York found former President Donald Trump liable for sexual abuse and battery of writer E. Jean Carroll 3 decades ago. Though not liable for rape, and awarded $5 million in civil damages against him. The jury also found Trump defamed Ms. Carroll in his reactions to her lawsuit, which was encouraged by anti-Trump lawyer George Conway and backed by Democrat megadonor Reid Hoffman, an associate of the late convicted sex criminal Jeffrey Epstein. The jury reached its decision after a few hours of deliberations, after a trial in which U.S. Judge Lewis Kaplan, a Bill Clinton appointee, allowed character evidence, including the infamous Access Hollywood tape, to be used. Trump decided not to testify in his own defense. Instead, video of his deposition in the case was played, in which he said he did not recall Ms. Carroll and that he would not have been attracted to her, or her lawyer. Carroll had trouble recalling the date on which the alleged sexual abuse took place, even the year, but the judge controversially allowed other women to testify that they had similar experiences with Trump. Typically, such evidence of character, purporting to prove that a defendant committed a specific act based on an alleged propensity to commit similar acts, is inadmissible except in a few very specific circumstances. Because the case was not a criminal case, the plaintiff's legal team was allowed to comment negatively on Trump's refusal to testify, and the jury was allowed to draw negative inferences from it. Former President Trump reacted on Truth Social, his social media platform, saying, "I have absolutely no idea who this woman is. This verdict is a disgrace, a continuation of the greatest witch hunt of all time." Tara Reid, a former Capitol Hill staffer who has accused President Joe Biden of sexual assault during his days in the Senate in the early 1990s, was recently invited to testify before Congress about her claims. Trump is planning to appeal the jury's decision. Joel B. Polak is senior editor at large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new biography, Rhoda, Comrade Cotterly, You Are Out of Order. He is also the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, the 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.